be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Are you wondering what you need to do by the end of the year to take care of your investments and your finances? You know, are you concerned about where the country and the economy are heading financially and how to prepare for that? So what are some things to be aware of? I think, you know, it's been a choppy, volatile year in the market, obviously, with all the economic effects of the pandemic. At the same point, we've had massive stimulus, both from Congress and from the Federal Reserve. And so that's helped buoy the economy, or especially the stock market. So what do you need to be doing at the end of the year? I think one is you need to be reviewing your investment performance and taking a look at your asset allocation. You know, how much do you have in stocks? How much do you have in bonds? Do you have alternatives like energy and real estate and commodities? You know, diversification means you have a whole bunch of stuff in your portfolio that doesn't move up and down together. So if one thing zigs, another zags. Have you really rebalanced your portfolio, and have you measured the risk in your portfolio? And then think about your decision-making process in 2020. Was it based on fear or emotion as we were going through a roller coaster of a year, or did you stick to a long-term plan? You know, I think one of the great benefits of having a plan, not just an investment plan, an overall financial plan, how you're going to draw income, where you're going to get money if you need money, how's your emergency fund set up, what does your tax planning look like, do you have an estate plan? I mean, if you own something and you love somebody, you need an estate plan. And I think one of the benefits of having a truly comprehensive financial plan is it can take emotion out of the equation as much as possible. It doesn't mean we're not still a little emotional when we see these roller coasters in the market. But when we know we have a plan for that and we've measured risk and we, you know, typically if we're measuring risk properly and we have a good plan and we understand our plan, you don't get an outcome that is wildly different than what you would expect. I mean, we know we have bear markets and we should have an understanding of what our investments are going to look like in a bear market. And how have we insulated ourselves from the effect of the bear market by having things like emergency funds? And if you're in your retirement years, you've got secure and stable income where you're not dependent on the stock market for short-term income. So I think as we get ready for 2021, you should be measuring your risk in your portfolio. Is it the, you know, investing is all about balancing risk and reward. Do you have the right balance of potential reward, but then also the potential risk that goes with that? Have you measured it? Do you understand what it is? Do you understand how your plan has been crafted to meet your goals? And then finally, tax planning at the end of the year. You know, one particular note is if you're over 72 years old, you did not have to take a required minimum distribution this year. So you may have an opportunity to do additional tax planning because you didn't have that big taxable distribution from your retirement accounts. You might want to do gain harvesting where you intentionally create capital gains. Can you take advantage of the low capital gains tax brackets of 0 and 15%? Should you be considering Roth conversions? So I think assessing all of this with your investment portfolio and with your tax planning, take a look at this before the end of the year and then get on the right path for 2021.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.